Chapter 19, Eradicate Your Anger by Means of Meditation. Dear Prawn, have you ever noticed and asked yourself the following questions? 1. When does anger take place? 2. In whom does it occur? 3. In whom does it not occur? Upon reflection, these may be your answers. Anger takes place when you are doing something but cannot do it as you expected, or when you ask someone to do something for you and they cannot do it as you expected. As a result, you get angry. Looking further, you may find that anger arises when you are provoked, insulted, hurt by one of your complexes, or messed too much within your personal affairs. Or it may arise when you are disappointed, heartbroken, sorry, displeased with yourself in certain matters. Such being forgetful, talking too much, talking indiscreetly, being lackadaisical, slow working, being lazy, etc. Let me ask you whether in fact anger arises when you feel disturbed or when you feel that your wishes are not being responded to. In my opinion, anger does not come from being disturbed by anyone, or from the fact that our anger is not being responded to. These instances are merely outward occurrences. If you are well aware of them, they cannot affect your mind. Hence, I categorically point out that anger arises every time you are not on your guard or mindless. In whom does anger occur? You may answer that it affects just about everyone. This is quite right, but to be more accurate, you may as well refine it slightly and say that anger only affects a human who is off guard or mindless. To elucidate, humans are thick with defilements. With mindfulness, they can stop anger momentarily, like laying a rock over grass. In other words, they can manage their anger properly by means of the 9 ways of first aid, as earlier mentioned. In whom does anger not occur? You may say that anger does not occur to a slumbering or sedated person or to a madman who sings and dances all day long. Your answer, let me tell you, will only be half correct, because it is true that anger may not occur to a sleeping person, but it is still there all the time. Like when you're walking in the sun, you notice your own shadow, but when you come into the shade, your shadow disappears. Does your shadow really vanish? No, it does not. As long as you exist, your shadow will always be there. The fact that it does not manifest itself is because of unfavorable environmental conditions. Just as in sleep, anger does not go to sleep with you. It creeps down and takes a strong hold of your subconscious. If you don't believe me, just try teasing a person who seems to be sleeping so soundly, and you experience firsthand how the anger of a slumbering person is standing by, always at the ready to lunge at its offender. Neither does anger escape a sedated person or a madman who sings and dances all day long. It only lies doormat and stations itself in his subconscious all the time. Whenever circumstances permit to rouse it, it can spring up to raging and ranting, even in a seemingly docile person. In my opinion, anger does not occur to a person with continual mindfulness, as in the case of a layman, and it vanishes without a trace in an arahant who lives his life with full mindfulness at every moment and with every breath he takes, as in the case of an enlightened one. To summarize, these are the answers to the three questions above. 1. Anger takes place at moments when we are mindless. 2. It occurs in everyone who is mindless. 3. It does not occur in arahants who are continually mindful. You must read between the line to get the underlying meaning of each statement. Number 1 connotes the moment that you are mindful, in which anger cannot occur. Number 2 implies that as long as you are human, you are susceptible to anger. Yet, even as a human, if you are not mindless or let yourself off guard, the latent anger cannot get hold of you. It is as if you walk onto a battlefield, provided that anger is a mind and your two eyes are your mindfulness. As long as both your eyes are functioning normally, the mind trap in front of you has no chance of blowing up in your face. Here's another analogy to give you a clearer picture. Anger is like a mouse. Your mindfulness is like a cat. When the cat is awake, what mouse will dare roam about listlessly in its presence? So far, my conclusions are that the cause of suffering for every one of us, you included, which stems from anger, is because we all lapse into mindlessness. Ergo, if you wish to heal this ailment radically, no other means is better than the practice of meditation. So you gain mindfulness in every breath you breathe. I recommend an easy method for meditation. It is very easy for those interested, but for people who have had no calling from the voice of drama, practicing meditation can be a tedious chore they shun. That is why I have saved the best and the most fruitful till last. You can put it to use immediately. Find a place where you can sit in a relative peace. Sit in a lotus position. legs folded on the flat ground, with your right foot over your left, your right hand over your left. Sit up straight. Try to stay focused and unwavering. Then, set your mind to the rhythm of your breathing, in and out. When breathing in, think put. When breathing out, think toe. Continue like this for a while. Your mind should become more peaceful and concentrated. Mindfulness, being your conscious, will come to you. With mindfulness, you shall see yourself being improved for the better. Seeing here means seeing with your inner eye or insight. A person who sees himself often shall have a better life. As when the Buddha say, a mindful person gets better each day. Practicing mindfulness is like filling water into a big jar. Even if you use a tiny glass or cup to fill it up, if you try to fill it every day, in time, the jar will eventually be filled. So it is with the practice of mindfulness. Just do it every day by meditating for 3 minutes, 5 minutes, or 10 minutes. That will be enough if you keep practicing daily. Drops of mindfulness will gather into a trickle until one day it will flow in abundance in a continual stream. At this stage, your mind will become better, more acute, steady, and alert all the time. It will be less affected and swayed by any emotions. You will feel better and become a new person who is ever mindful in every move you make. A person with mindfulness at every breath no longer has enough space left in his mind to let anger slip into reside. Being above anger, his days and nights are filled with peace, clarity, and liberation. He thus lives a life full of blissful happiness for the days and nights to come. That is why I tell you that meditation to attain the state of continual mindfulness is the ultimate means of eradicating anger. Your teacher.